This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yes, Jason.
Hands off monkey business. This is where I draw the line. You know who.
Yeah.
Hands off monkey business. It's perfect. Don't change it.
Do we need to hide it somewhere?
Well, they've only been to one. Everybody knows what that game is. It's not like they went back to the AFC Championship game this year and it went real well.
But they also had some offensive struggles against the Bills. And in light of that, here's Todd Monken on their struggles in the playoffs.
Not really, unless it's an opponent that we were getting ready to play. Then you might look at, you know, that's a big thing with them, how they play other teams, how they play Lamar. So that comes up with whoever that is. But I can only speak to last year, and we didn't play good enough in the second game. You know, we played good enough in the first game. So just having the second game that we just didn't play well enough, didn't coach well enough, didn't call it good enough. And so try to forget as best I can. That's hard because you're always going to have scars. That's just what you do. That's how you learn. That's how you get better. And but – the bottom line is I'm worried about this year and who we play this year. And once we get in and, you know, playing our best football then. And you're right. You do play tougher teams. It doesn't matter in what professional sport you get at the playoffs. I mean, you're seeing the best pitchers in baseball. You're seeing the best defenders in basketball. You're seeing the best teams. So, and we are one of those teams. And we need to be able to do it when it counts. That's for sure.
That was right before the playoffs started. Obviously,
that was my question.
If we could ask him after the playoffs, he may have said, "If my Mook tight end catches the ball and doesn't fumble, we may have won." But alas,
if he had said that, we'd be playing that clip with a liftoff. Let me just tell you, Todd Monken would have said that. We'd have found a way to do a segment every day
and
on
the
that
pass
in
rush.
Perpetuity.
Fake Todd Monken.
Mook of the day with Monk.
Yeah.
Monk's Mook. We could have a lot of fun with that. That should be our goal this year: is to try to get Todd Monken to say the word Mook.
Yeah.
We aim high around here.
Yes, we do. We are very highbrow.
That was me asking him about past playoff failures, not all of which were on him because he'd only been here 1 year before, but certainly that was. If we were going to have this segment a year ago, where's Monk and the offense need to get better? Would it all been playoffs?
Yeah.
The offense was not the problem in the playoffs. The offense scored enough points on the road, even with the mistakes that were made. The defense can't make big plays in the playoffs. That's been a problem. The offense made some big plays in the playoffs. Lamar, if you watch football and pay any attention to it, you're not going to be talking about, oh, Lamar can't do it in the playoffs.
So, still needs to cut down on the turnovers in the first half.
The fumble was bad.
But the
Bills didn't get any points off that.
Sure.
But you're right. Yeah. But they lost that game because Mark Andrews had two horrible drops and a fumble.
Yes. I'll go back to let's snap the ball well.
But the fumble that
you're talking about,
you're talking about
the fumble to Lamar. Yeah, Lamar
don't
compounded
compound
it.
The issue.
He could have just taken a loss.
Yeah, but this is Lamar.
Yeah, but that's also a play after Mark Andrews drops a
8-yard
completion. They had a second and two.
Could have caught that, ran out of bounds.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, so
there's that. And we can't blame Monk for what Andrews did.
No. But what do we think we're going to see in year three from Monk?
Well, it's funny. Like, you know, we've been away from it for a little while now. So, like, you kind of replay things through your mind's eye. And I'm like, well, I don't know, like, were they, like, maybe not great on second down? Like, you know what I mean? You kind of think, like, well, where was there something maybe down distance-wise that they weren't elite? Ravens averaged 6.8 yards per play on first down. Next closest was 6.2. They're over a half yard better than, not better than the average team, better than the second best team.
That's incredible.
Second down, 6.8 yards per play, same as first down, best in the NFL. How about third down? 7 yards per play. Next best team, Tampa Bay at 6.6. So you're, again, half a yard better than anybody in the NFL. They were third in the NFL in third down conversions at 48.2%. The one from a down situation where it could be better, they were just 53.3% on fourth down conversions. That was 20th in the NFL. And also, now part of this was because the offense was so good, they didn't have to, like, they got a lot of things done on first, second, and third down. Fourth down didn't have to be in play as much. But they only attempted 15 fourth down conversions. That was the third fewest in the NFL. So could maybe they can win fourth down a little better?
It's just crazy.
I mean, I'm picking nits.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy looking at the numbers because they're first in yards per game, first in yards per play, first in yards per pass, first in yards per rush. Red zone, they were first. They did so pretty much everything so well. And nitpicking here, but this was a big issue for them. Penalties. Mm-hmm. Penalties they were horrible with. They were 29th in offensive penalties per game. Fourth most offensive holding penalties in football. Third most holding. Second most in eligible man downfield penalties. We know that can be tough with Lamar as your quarterback. But that's one area where they can absolutely clean up and save them from those long down and distance situations. But it's going to be really hard to build off of what they did last year because they were elite in so many different areas.
By the way, just to piggyback on the fourth down thing, I think it was our buddy Jonas Schaefer pointed out that like they kind of figured something out on fourth down late as the season went with the Mark Andrews tush push thing. And remember, they were one of the teams that voted against banning the tush push because of the fact I think they figured something out with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's ways you can evolve and adapt. And if you find that a team has found a market inefficiency and that they're exploiting, then you could try to find a derivation of that, right? Something similar to that, learn from that and make your own packages that mimic it. Or you could bitch and moan and whine and cry to the commissioner and call in favors and try to get it to go away.
Yeah, I don't know. If you get rid of the tush push, I just think it opens up such a can of worms. And the fact if the tush push is banned, then you can't push someone downfield.
Well, when I was
that
a kid,
part
you couldn't
of
do
it,
that.
I don't really don't mind.
No, I like that part. But I
when I was young, you couldn't push people.
Yeah, I still kind of feel like you shouldn't be able to do that outside of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. By the way, it seems pretty apparent that Goodell wants it banned.
Oh, no, like, he's the driving force.
It's going to be banned next year based on the voting this year.
Probably.
Dude, there were two votes away. Yeah. It's going to be banned.
We'll call in more favors.
Exactly.
So what kind of, like, you mentioned this the other day, Jason, and I agree with you. More swing passes to Derrick Henry this year than we saw last year? Maybe they get him more involved in the pass game?
I think so. I mean, look, it looks like we're going to have both these tight ends. I mean, dare I again bring up the impossible dream where like
they both shine at the same time.
I'm not even saying crazy, but like they both have 65 yards receiving. Like they both have more than 3 catches and 65 yards. I mean, again, not that that's that imperative because they had this unbelievable offense last year and that still wasn't a part of it. But I guess if you're looking for ways, you know, unlocking Likely and Andrews at the same time, I think trying to remain a highly efficient run game, but getting Derrick Henry off his feet maybe a little bit more. Could the offensive line in its totality be better? I mean, that's possible. Lamar took major strides with his deep ball efficiency, but it's not perfect. It's never
better.
It's never perfect. I if they're anything close to what they were last year, it's a juggernaut.
I'd like to see some more pony packages, whether that's Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, Keaton Mitchell thrown in there. But the other thing that, and it's funny because it's partly because of where the Ravens are at in terms of their number one, number two receivers, but where does DeAndre Hopkins fit in this offense where he doesn't have to be the main thing. We know that it's obviously an upgrade over Nelson Aguilar in terms of the number three receiver. What element can DeAndre Hopkins bring to this offense at this stage of his career?
Well, that's the two variables that because we know basically the offense, maybe the line gets better, but Hopkins being the upgrade over Aguilar, and is Keaton Mitchell close to what he was before he got hurt?
But that's not really a Monk thing.
Like, no, it's a Monk thing in that he'll be more involved in the offense, yeah. And he'll be thinking of ways to get him more involved in the offense.
But like if he's not the same guy,
then he's not. Yeah, but that's what I'm sure he's in his head as he watches him at training camp. If he looks like the guy he was before the injury, he's going to be more involved in the offense, don't you think?
I would like I said the other day when we talked about this Tuesday or whatever. Yeah, like I mean, I'd like to see him in the slot. I'd like to see him split out wide. I'd like to see him in motion, you know, pre-snap motion behind the line of scrimmage. Like I think there's a lot of things you can do.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and what you got?
Yeah, we're going to take a look at Felix Bautista in his recent struggles. What's a common theme that we've been seeing? We'll tell you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Next on the Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Well, it looks like Felix Bautista really turned the corner, and he was looking like the mountain again for April, but then the calendar turned to May, and especially over his last 4 appearances, he's been struggling a bit. And look, this is going to happen. He's still making his way back from Tommy John surgery, but what has been the issue with Felix Bautista in these last 4? He's gone 3 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 5 earned runs, 5 walks. He's got 5 walks in his last 3 outings, guys, after having 0 walks in his prior 7 outings. And looking at the last 3 against the Nats and then the 2 against the Brewers, first pitch strikes have been eluding him. 13 of his 19 first pitches to batters have been balls. And why is that important? Well, when you look at his splits, when batters are ahead in the count and when they're behind in the count against Felix Bautista, it's completely night and day. When batters are ahead in the count, 517 on base, OPS of over 1,100. When batters are behind in the count, 105 on base, 210 OPS. And something that's been very noticeable this year is obviously the velocity is down with the fastball. It's down 2.5 miles per hour on average. And that's really noticeable when you look at his Baseball Savant page in terms of his fastball run value. He's in the bottom 17th percentile in fastball run value when that was just such a monster pitch where he could just blow it by people in 2023. The off-speed run value is still very strong because the splitter has been really, really good for him. Just a 0.91 batting average off him, 0.91 slug. So there hasn't been any extra base hits. But the fastball has definitely been a problem for him. And also what I found interesting, and he kind of had slightly reverse splits in 2023, but they're more extreme this year. Righties with the 790 OPS compared to lefties 524 OPS for him off the on the season. He is getting a lot more ground balls this year as a positive compared to this year, to 2023, significantly more. 36.4% in 23, 53.3% this year. But am I panicked or concerned about Felix Bautista? No. The walks are troubling. He's in the bottom 1 percentile in walks. Not really getting much chase, but everything else is pretty much red in his Baseball Savant page. But it's about this progression with him. And we just saw him go back-to-back days for the first time this season and back-to-back outings in which he struggled. But it's all part of the progression.
For me, he can't throw his fastball for strikes lately.
Yes.
And so that, because the split becomes more dangerous when he's ahead than behind. If he gets 2 strikes from somebody, guy goes fishing. If he's behind, they're not going to fish from that split. And the split, he is spiking the split a little more than he was when he was at his best. But when you're going 2-0, 3-1 on guys, that splitter's not dangerous anymore. When you're 1-2, it's very dangerous.
And 2.5 miles per hour. No,
he's not the same guy. And remember this. We saw this kind of happen in a smaller sample size in the Grapefruit League, where there were outings he had it and then outings he didn't. And there were times when the splitter looked as nasty as it's ever looked. And then the next couple outings would be shaky. And I don't think we're sort of out of that realm yet. And I'm not sure we're going to be out of that realm this year. He didn't look right. He looked really weird to me at the end of the last homestand. It looked to me like he was coming even more over the top and everything was sort of getting elevated. And mechanically, he looked different. And I brought it up on air and I'm watching the game and we'll talk to Ben McDonald and maybe I'm seeing things. Maybe he didn't. I'm kind of like this Ben. I'm kind of waiting to see like if Ben says anything about his mechanics, because like he looks off to me. And then I worried about his next couple of outings because of what I was seeing. And then amidst that downturn, they decide to try the back-to-backs, which I get. They're trying to win a game and they haven't won many games, but that was probably not an ideal time to go back-to-back given how the 2 previous outings went. His fastball command better be impeccable. Like, it better be impeccable, and it's far from it, but like, if this is kind of what he's going to be like physically for the next couple of months or whatever, then that fastball, if you're missing with the fastball, you better be missing a way and down, not up.
And that's what Ken was saying, where the fastball's got to be better because you got to get strike one. Because him behind, it just takes the splitter a little bit.
But if you're
out
him
of the
and
equation,
you know you're not commanding your fastball and you know your fastball velo's down,
yeah,
you're going to be like, are you going to, how often are you going to?
Sure. Sure. But look,
how often are you going to throw that?
Even
in a high leverage situation, first pitch, if they're already thinking fastball.
Even in 2023, and this in part was why you were provoked saying Yennier Cano being the closer, and he was phenomenal to start that year. Walks would be an issue for him even during that extremely dominant year, and that's when he would run into trouble, and that's when he would blow saves.
Look, you got to look at everything now through the prism of where this franchise is and how far they are from where they thought they'd be and how far, frankly, I think all of us think they are from being anywhere close to that. This is a guy who, for me, and we'll talk a lot more about this tomorrow, but for me, if he does get in a stretch where he looks like himself 3-4 times in a row, I'm trying to get him out of here. That to me would be the proactive for an organization that's always talking about taking the long view and seeing things and keeping windows open. Like, I think we've seen the best of this guy. He was so dominant at such a different level, out of the blue, with a couple of years of control left and not many save situations that are really going to matter this year.
At
and
the
I'm not
deadline,
sure
you might
about
be able to get a lot
year.
For him. Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Because I don't think it's going to be consistency. And if he gets consistent, I'm trying to sell high on him.
I could see that. Well, if whoever's doing the trading at the deadline is smart.
I mean, prior to this four-game stretch, he went 9 consecutive outings without giving up a run. 9 innings, 11 strikeouts, had 3 walks.
And those last 2 or 3, they look like Felix Bautista.
Yeah.
He's dominant.
Yeah. Has there ever been a Tommy John return that went smoothly? It seems like this is the case. When you get a guy back from Tommy John, there's peaks and valleys. That's like when people talk about, well, Kyle Bradish is coming back in July.
Oh,
it's like,
stop.
See, like, you're not, like, whatever you get out of him is a bonus.
30 games out of first place? No, why would you even, like, let him pitch more than 3 innings here or there?
I just mean when you're talking about, like, when the season started and you're like, you're getting Kyle Bradish. Like, you don't know what Kyle Bradish is going to look like.
No.
You just don't. Hey, coming up next, you love T-Bone. More coming, because he's hosting Bounce Back Fallback next here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Let's look back before we look forward. Jackson Holliday had five RBIs against the Nats. He has three RBIs in
so
the Brewers
close.
Series. He was very close.
He had two.
That was a fallback. Jason, you fell back. Can you bounce back?
Yeah, missed a home run by inches.
Gunnar Henderson has three or more hits in this series. He did. Three hits. Jason, you bounced back. He said three exactly.
Ken, Jimmy Butler.
Ken, and that's far from Jimmy Butler. Ken, you bounce back as well. Adley Rutschman has not recorded an RBI since May 11th in Anaheim. He records an RBI this series. Boy, did he. With a three-run blast. Can you bounce back? Jason, you fell back. The Orioles losing streak extends.
Adley. Gets me every time.
Yeah. Orioles losing streak extends to eight. It did. Jason, you bounce back. You said they head into Fenway looking for a win. They didn't do that.
No.
Can you bounce back? OKC covers the 7.5 against the Timberwolves Tuesday. They did.
Boy, did they.
114-88. Can you bounce back? Jason, you fell back. You said sprinkle a little on the money line for the Timberwolves.
I was way off on that one.
Anthony Edwards over his 31.5 points. He was not.
No.
18 points. Jason, you fell back. You said 28. Can you fell back as well?
I reminded you, they hold him to like 23 a game.
Knicks cover the 4.5 against the Pacers.
I was there
last night. Can you bounce back?
I was
Jason,
there.
Jason, you fell back. You said the Pacers win outright.
Damn right.
Which they did. 138
I said
to
it emphatically on the Wanna Bet, whatever. Is it a podcast? I don't know. What
it's a podcast.
It's I would call it a multimedia experience.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. I would call it a life-changing multimedia experience. Right?
Yeah.
For now, best consumed on my Twitter, but eventually on YouTube.
Everywhere.
And who knows? Maybe on a major, maybe on a major network.
Food for the soul.
You also...
Odyssey, keep your hands off my Wanna Bet.
You also tried to predict the score. You said 118-111.
It went overtime, things got a little batty.
You know. Jalen Brunson over 28.5 points. Jason, you fell back.
Yes.
You said Carl Anthony Towns is the leading scorer. He goes for over 30. Brunson with 26. Now, Kat did have 35. He had a very good game as
well. Yeah, I'm shocked I didn't say 30 for
Brunson.
Because
scored.
He always gets 30 at home.
Brunson scored
42.
43.
43.
Can you bounce
back?
30 plus. Ken won. 6-5.
That one's fair and square. That's his first real win. That's his first real win in 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm not counting that Adley BS.
Guess what? It still counts.
Well, that's fine.
Whether you count or not doesn't matter.
You idiots can pretend that Otani doesn't have multiple AL MVPs.
That's right.
I know the truth.
Yes,
the
JLC MVP.
It's like Michael Elias's computer.
Yes.
And the JLC
delusion.
Your world. Well, this is not delusional. This is pretty legitimate.
Ryan O'Hearn hasn't homered since May 4th. Can he homers in this series?
Will they get four games in, Bo?
That
kind of has to factor in the calculus it's supposed to be crappy all weekend at Fenway. You know what? Bounce back, Bo.
Okay. Jason?
Bone, I think he adjusts his approach, and I think he plays wall ball. I think he has two doubles off the monster, but not a home run.
That is a fallback for those at home. Two doubles off the monster. Charlie Morton.
Oh, jeez.
He's back into the rotation. Pitched well.
This team is, man, this is something.
The last nine innings, he's okay.
This is something.
He's pitched well of late. Charlie Morton completes five innings and allows three earned runs or fewer. Jason.
He does neither.
Oh, man. Fallback does neither. Ken?
Yeah, Bone, I wish I could disagree. I can't see how he does both of those things. I'm going to fall back.
Felix Bautista bounces back. He records a save in this series. Jason, or Ken, excuse me.
I think he gets a save. They'll win one game in this series, and he will get the save, bounce back. Okay.
Maybe they win a game in the series, depending on how many they play. And the Red Sox are no great shakes right now. And we'll talk to Rob Bradford and the Burge about them coming up. I don't like what I see out of him right now. I think he gets to pitch in a save situation, and I think he blows a save.
Fallback pitches in a save situation and blows it. Now, this question could not matter if they don't get the four games in, but the Orioles split this series, Jason.
This has become very complicated. A lot of layers to this onion.
It could not matter. We're assuming there's four games. If there's not four games, we throw it out.
They do not split the series.
What if they only play two, Bum?
Well, throw it out.
If they play two, you can split.
Yes, that does count. You're still saying fallback?
Yes.
Okay. Ken?
Yeah, the only way they... Yeah, I'm going to fall back.
You root for them to play two.
Yeah, play two, and they get one.
NBA! OKC!
This is where I do my damage, Bum.
Yeah, you did well. OKC covers the 7.5 against the Timberwolves. Ken?
I'm a little concerned about whatever's going on with Anthony Edwards. I seem to knee, ankle, I don't know what's there. I'm going to bounce back, Bum.
I really like OKC -3.5 in the first half.
OKC that's where
my money is.
First half.
I don't want to go too crazy about one game, but there were some troubling signs, and I thought the Wolves would make this a series, and I thought the Wolves could win this series, but this just might be a bad matchup. I'll say OKC by 9.
That is a bounce back. OKC by 9. We're going to do the totals in both of the games. The game goes over the 217.5, Jason.
I'm going to go under, Bone.
As a fallback?
This is the number one and number two defensive rated teams in the postseason.
Can?
That's a low number, though.
Yeah. It did go. He went under last time, 217. You know what? I'll say bounce back, Bone. I say it goes over. I like it.
To tomorrow's game. Knicks cover the 5.5 against the Pacers, Ken.
Man, I was feeling good about my bounce back with 50 seconds left, with 2.5 minutes left, and then things got crazy. They have to split this. They go back to Indiana down 0-2. They're done. I think they take care of business at home. Bounce back.
There are legit sixes in the marketplace. I know Bet Rivers has a 6. You're not going to give me the 6?
I'm 5.5's my number. You're in the Book of Bone.
Yeah, Book of Bone. Just like the JLC Book of MVPs. This is the Book of Bone numbers.
Pacers will win this game.
Oh! Pacers win.
Then why'd you care about the number?
Yeah, why does it matter?
I was interested to see if I could bend him to my will or not. What do you mean? Why can't I?
The numbers are relevant.
I wanted to see if he'd give me. I wanted to see how he'd respond.
You know by now you don't bully me and bounce back fall.
You don't
back.
Bully the button. The one time.
You don't bully the bone.
There's a bounce back. There's something to be said for that.
And we're playing.
So you need to take that mentality out into the world.
Yes.
To the bar.
To the totals. Or the total here. Game goes over the 226.5. Jason.
Yes, Bone. It goes over.
Bounce back.
I think it's played in the 230s.
Played in the 230s.
I agree with Jason. I think it's a higher scoring game.
And my favorite bet in that game is probably Pacers down over their team total. It's at 110.5.
By the way,
Pacers.
Gilman's own Gavin Sheets just did a second homer of the game for the
Padres. Anybody on base?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go Friars.
What was the number? 110.5?
Yes.
110.5. Just want my accurate
Let's go. Friars on the money line. Come on.
Coming up next, we hit Thought Corner. By the way, Lucy Burgess is joining us at 4. Rob Bradford at 4:30. Ben McDonald at 5. But we hit Thought Corner, and we recap a series that finished up in Milwaukee. And we'll try to preview a series in Boston, which, of course, will not get started until tomorrow. That's next here on The Fan.
Urban Burns deal. Ground ball right side. Holiday gobbles it up. High throw to first, and that's going to bring in another run. Great range to get to it, but the airmail throw scores Frelick, and it's 5-2. Terang at second. Contreras, ground ball, it sneaks through. It got under Henderson's glove. He was oh so close. It's head-scratching time in the eighth as Contreras is 4-for-4, and the Brewers are back in front.
Kevin Brown with the calls on Masson. Close but no cigar as the Orioles ran their losing streak to 8 on Tuesday. They were able to win yesterday to end the 8-game losing streak. But, Jason, it was a lot of the same stuff we've been seeing for a while. Bad defense, unclutch hitting, bad pitching. That's how you run a losing streak to 8.
Look, there's a lot of bad baseball in this team, and I don't know when they're going to get it all out, or if they're going to get it all out, or if we're going to see repeat offenders, or certain guys are going to turn the corner. But yeah, there were mental mistakes, there were errors, there was a lot of untimely at-bats, there was an ungodly amount of swing and miss. And remember, like, they didn't face Freddy Peralta, you know what I mean? Like, Woodruff is on the IL. Yeah. I mean,
is he ever coming back?
Nestor Cortez is on the IL. D.L. Hall is on the IL. Like, they're dealing with stuff, too. And you didn't get their best arms. And this kid Henderson is trying to make a name for himself, and he looks like an intriguing prospect. But you can't have 20 swing and miss against a kid who's just figuring out how to pitch in the major leagues. And a lot of that is self-inflicted. And a lot of that is them having a bad at-bat, compounding on a bad at-bat, compounding on a bad at-bat. And it's great that Adley finally broke out. But Adley's still a mess behind the plate, and Adley's got to put a couple of good games together, let alone weeks or months. So, yeah, I mean, look, let's be real. It was much more bad than good, and they salvaged it in the end. But Batista doesn't look great, and you start to worry a little bit about wear and tear on the bullpen.
You're near Cano again in the first game.
Yeah, no, he hasn't looked good for a while.
We'll see what Kittredge can bring. I mean, maybe there's a little bit of help on the way. But they play a lot of bad baseball, and there were a lot of innings in this series that were tough to watch.
Now, when you lose a series, more often than not, it's more bad than good, and that was certainly the case here. Now, it ended on a high note, of course, because you won that game, and you had a lot of guys step up in late-inning action yesterday, but now it's about winning multiple games in a row. I mean, back-to-back games in a row, we've only seen a couple of times this season.
They've won 3 series all year.
Yep,
that's how you start 16-32.
Yeah, frankly, as we talk about all the time, they can't hit, they can't pitch, they can't field, and we saw a lot of that in this series against Milwaukee. Baseball's a game that gets played every day unless the elements shut them down like they have today. Remember, the Orioles, if you're just tuning in, have been rained out. They will play a split doubleheader, at least hope to, tomorrow in Boston, where the weather is worse than it is here, and it's not good here. But other than Sagano, where are they getting consistent starting pitching? Like who? Sagano takes the mound. You think, okay, we got a good shot to get 6 innings, 2 earned.
I mean, that's one way to look at it. But it's also like, well, their bats are supposed to be their superpower. So when do the bats pick some of these pitchers up?
Yeah, I hear you. That's the other part. I said you can't hit, you can't pitch, you can't field. Like, I was going one at a time. The pitching stinks. Like, they got one starter you can count on. The hitting, they can't hit with runners in scoring position. They were like, until later in the game yesterday.
But I mean, Efren's back now, and Morton's back in this rotation, and they told you Morton's worth $15 million, and they told you that's a middle-of-the-rotation starter.
And they were wrong.
And, like, Kramer is what he is. He's been worse this year than in some years past, but he gets better kind of as the season goes on. So, but, I mean, like, dude, they're missing Kyle Bradish, who you've known forever has either needed Tommy John, finally got Tommy John, and then coming back from time. Like, Grayson's a league-average starter. Yeah. Like, all this crap about Grayson. Grayson's been hurt for 3 straight years. So, this is it.
He was
this is what it was supposed to be. Their superpower was supposed to be the lineup and all the interchangeability and all the platoons and all the young bats. And when do they, like, when do they take a game over in the first three innings? When does a pitcher get to pitch with a lead? Now, you could, I'm not talking about what we saw with Gibson and the abject failure from Morton before they put him in the pen. But, like, even some of these Povich starts, that kid doesn't get any run support.
No. Team doesn't hit again. What do they do well? Give me something they do well. Lose?
Underachieve.
Yeah. And the bullpen, which we remember all the conversations we were having before the season started about what a strength it was going to be. It's like Kittredge will help, but don't look like a strength.
Well, it is odd to me that for a team that builds its rosters with out pitchers who are not only not really that dependable, but certainly are not, they're built for like to eat five innings. They're not built to dominate for six or seven. They continue to not really believe in a long guy. And the one guy they had who was kind of doing it, although it was mostly after games were already woefully out of control, was Morton, who's now back in your rotation. So you're kind of back to, like last year, you didn't have a right-handed guy to eat up third, fourth, and fifth innings. When starts went awry, and you do have that in Aiken, but your other lefties suck so much that you kind of need to have Aiken available now for the seventh, eighth, and ninth when you do get into those kind of leverage situations. So I'm interested to see.
Soto figured something out yesterday.
Stop.
Throw at their heads. They don't know what's going on.
And this isn't totally blaming it on injuries, but they're definitely missing Suarez as that guy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, but again, how long ago did he get hurt? They're supposed to be depth. The reason they never trade any prospects is because we want to have extreme depth.
Well, they have none. They were wrong on that, too. They've been wrong on a lot of things. Coming up next, someone who's never wrong. Mm-mm. She's an IA Hall of Famer. She's with DraftKings.
Yes, she is.
It's Lucy Burge, and she joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.